The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Second Canto, Chapter Number 8, Text Number 16, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasad Hikari, recorded on September 4th, 2017, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Pramanam
Anda
Koshashya
Bahya
Abhyantara Vedata Mahatam Cha Anucharitam
Varna
Ashrama Vinishchaya Pramanam Andakoshashya Bahya Abhyantara Vedata
Mahatam
Chanucharitam
Pranashrama
Vinishchaya Pramana Mandakoshashya Bahya Abhyantara Vedata Mahatam
Chanucharitam
Pranashrama Vinishchaya Pramanamandakoshasya Bahya Abhyantara Vedata Mahatam Chanucharitam Vanashrama Vinishchaya Pramanam Extent and Measurement.
Išplitimas ir dydis.
Andakoshashya of the universe.
Visatos.
Bahya.
Bahya.
Outer space.
Išorinės erdvės.
Abhyantara.
Abhyantara.
Inner space.
Vidinės erdvės.
Vedata. By division of.
Padalinimu.
Mahatam. Of the great soul.
The Jewish soul.
Sha. Also. Anucharitam. Character and activities.
Bruvajai ir darbai.
Varna. Castes.
Luomas.
Ashrama.
Orders of life.
Gyvenimo skyrius.
Vinishchaya, specifically describe. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Also, please describe the inner and outer space of the universe by specific divisions, as well as the character and activities of the great souls, and also the characteristics of the different classifications of the castes and orders of social life. Purport. Maharaj Parikshit is a typical devotee of Lord Krishna, and as such he is anxious to know the complete significance of the creation of the Lord. He wants to know the inner and outer space of the universal form. It is quite fitting for the real searcher of knowledge to know all about this. Those who are of the opinion that the devotees of the Lord are satisfied with mere sentiments can find in the inquiries of Maharaj Parikshit good lessons as to how inquisitive a pure devotee is to know things in their true perfection. The modern scientist is unable to know about the inner space of the universal horizon, and what to speak of the space which covers the universe. Maharaj Parikshit is not satisfied with only material knowledge. He is inquisitive about the character and activities of the great souls, the devotees of the Lord. The glories of the Lord and the glories of his devotees combined together comprise the complete knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna showed his mother the complete universal creation within his mouth, while she, completely charmed by her son, wanted to look inside the mouth of the Lord just to see how much earth the child had eaten. By the grace of the Lord, the devotees are able to see everything in the universe within the mouth of the Lord. The very idea of the scientific divisions of four classes of human society and four orders of life is also inquired about herewith on the basis of individual personal quality. The four divisions are exactly like the four divisions of one's personal body. The parts and parcels of the body are non-different from the body, but by themselves they are only parts. That is the significance of the whole scientific system of four castes and four social orders. The value of such scientific divisions of human society can be ascertained only in terms of the proportionate development of devotional service to the Lord. Any person employed in government service, including the president, is a part and parcel of the entire government. Everyone is a government servant, but no one is the government himself. That is the position of all living entities in the government of the Supreme Lord. No one can artificially claim the supreme position of the Lord, but everyone is meant to serve the purpose of the Supreme Whole. So here we learn that the devotee of the Lord is not ignorant about this material creation.
Taigi mes čia sužinom, kad viešpatas atsidavęs puikiai supranta visatos kūrinyje.
The pure devotee has perfect knowledge of everything, both matter and spirit. Because everything is Krishna's creation. So, part of knowing Krishna is to understand his creation. Just like if there's some famous songwriter or some famous painter. To be familiar with his paintings or his songs also is to know him. So understanding how this material nature works, it's also part of knowing Krishna. The scientists are speculating to try to know how this material nature works. They say it came out of an explosion. A big bang. But that's not a very good explanation.
Bet tai nėra labai geras paaiškinimas.
It's like we're sitting in this nice house right now.
Šitas namas toks gražus.
Nice yard.
Ir kiemas gražus.
Nice fence.
Ir tvora graži.
Nice altar.
Altoris dar gražesnis.
Everything very nicely arranged.
Viskas taip puikiai sutvarkyta.
If I told you that actually the way we built this house and this nice garden and everything, we just took a bunch of bricks and pieces of wood and pieces of glass and we threw a stick of dynamite in the middle of it and this nice house came out of the explosion.
Aš juk negaliu paaiškinti, kad paėmėm statybinės medžiagas, padėjom dinamitą, susprogdinom ir atsirado šitas namas.
Would you accept that argument?
Ar jūs priimtume tokį
teiginį? It just came out of an explosion.
Kad atsirado šitas namas, susprogus dinamitas.
Anybody would accept that argument?
Pakelkit ranką, kas susprogdino.
Raise your hand if you would accept that argument. So nobody, none of us would accept that argument.
Yes, nesutinka.
So the scientists tell us this universe came about by an explosion. And that's what they teach in the universities. That's what's written in the scientific journals. Big PhDs, Nobel laureates, this is the kind of nonsense they're talking about. We're supposed to believe them because they're the scientists. But we devotees, we are not so naive. We understand you cannot create order out of chaos. Order comes out of order. Order does not come out of chaos. So devotees are very expert in understanding everything.
Taigi, atsidavusieji puikiai supranta viską.
Because they have full faith in the words of Krishna.
Nes turi pilną tikėjimą į Krishna.
Therefore, devotees are most perfect in understanding everything.
Todėl jie tobulai viską suvokia.
Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava matak sarvam pravartate. Everything emanates from me.
Krishna sako, viskas atsiranda iš manęs.
I am the source of both the material and the spiritual worlds.
Aš esu dvasinio ir materialaus pasaulio.
So when the devotee puts his faith in this statement of Krishna,
ir kada atsidavęs tiki šiais Krishna teiginiais,
he becomes the most perfect scientist.
Jis tampa tobulu mokslininku.
Actually, the devotees are the real scientists.
Nes tikrai atsidavusi yra tikrieji mokslininkai.
Not these so-called PhDs.
Ne tie doktorai, taip vadinami.
Sometimes it is said, PhD means plow driver.
PhD kartais yra, taip anglų kalba gražiai įsiverčia, kaip artojas.
Better they get out with a plow and grow some food.
Geriau jie eitų ar žemę ir užaugintų maistą.
Then they give all this nonsense speculations.
Ir mestų savo spekuliacijas.
We see Prabhupada was expert in scientific knowledge.
Mes matom, kad šita Prabhupada puikiai suvokė mokslinės žinias.
He was also very expert in practical dealings as well.
Ir labai buvo ekspertas praktiniuose reikaluose.
It's like in New York City, one man wanted to cheat the devotees.
Pavyzdžiui, New York'e vienas žmogus norėjo apgauti, atsidavusius.
And Prabhupada had to save the day to free the devotees from the clutches of this cheater.
Ir šilo Prabhupada išgelbėjo dieną, apsaugodamas atsidavusius nuo šios.
Also in India, in our Juhu project.
Indijai Juhu projekte.
When Mr. Nair, he was trying to cheat the devotees out of the money.
Toks misteris norėjo apgauti atsidavusius.
But Prabhupada outsmarted him.
Bet Prabhupada jį apgudravo.
So even in material dealing, the devotee is more intelligent than the karmi.
Taigi net materialiuose reikaluose atsidavęs yra išmintingesnis už paprastą karmi.
Because he sees the reality behind the material nature.
Nes jis suvokia realybę anapus šitos materialios gamtos.
The karmi, he cannot see the reality behind the material nature.
O karmis to matyti negali.
He simply tries to manipulate it for his own sense gratification.
Karmis bando manipuliuoti materialią energiją savo malonumui.
But the devotee sees Krishna behind the material nature. And he wants to utilize that material nature in the service of Krishna. Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshvaram suhridam sarvabhutanam gatvamam shantam richtati. And one who sees the supreme owner, supreme enjoyer and breastfin of all living entities, that person can have true peace and nobody else.
Tas, kas suvokia aukščiausiai kontroliuotoją, viso ko savininką, tas gali patirti ramybę.
So that is Krishna.
Taigi, Krishna.
He's the owner of everything.
Viso ko savininkas.
And therefore, he's the enjoyer of everything.
Dėl to jis viso ko mėgaujasi.
And he's the best friend of all living entities.
Ir yra visų gyvų būtybių geriausias draugas.
So, when one has this scientific knowledge,
ir kai žmogus šitą supranta mokslinį žinojimą,
Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshvaram, that person is the perfect scientist.
Toks žmogus yra tobulas mokslininkas.
And that person cannot be cheated by the material nature.
Ir jo materiali gamta neapgaus.
He understands this material nature, he understands the spiritual nature, he understands who is the controller of both natures.
Jis supranta materiją, supranta dvasę ir supranta, kas juos abu kontroliuoja.
He learns how to live in a state of perfect harmony with that supreme person.
Ir jis išmoksta gyventi tobuloje harmonijoje su šiuo aukščiausiu asmeniu.
This consciousness of living in perfect harmony with the supreme.
Šita sąmonė, kada gyvename harmonijoje su aukščiausiuoju.
This is called Krishna consciousness.
Tai yra Krishnos sąmonė.
This is the goal of our society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Mūsų tarptautinės Krishna sąmonės bendruomenės, toks yra tikslas Krishna sąmonė.
We want to train all of our members how to live in a state of perfect Krishna consciousness.
Mes norim kiekvieną savo narį išmokinti, kaip tobulai turėti Krishna sąmonę.
And we want to expand our movement so we can train the whole world how to live in Krishna consciousness. Because this is the only way you can have peace. Without Krishna consciousness, one cannot have peace. It's not possible. You may have some peace temporarily when you're in the mode of goodness.
dorybės gunoje.
But these modes are always fighting with one another.
Bet gunos nuolat keičiasi.
Today I'm in the mode of goodness.
Šiandien aš esu dorybėje.
Tomorrow I'm in the mode of passion.
Rytoj aistroj.
The next day I'm in the mode of ignorance.
O poryt jau neišmanime.
The modes are always fighting for supremacy.
Gunas visą laiką kovoja, kurį užims viršų.
Each one of us are going through the modes.
Ir mes visi esame tokojami gunų.
Sometimes sattva, sometimes rajas, sometimes tamas.
Viena guna keičia kitą.
So we need to become Krishna conscious.
Ir mes turime tapti Krishna sąmoningi.
We need to know what it, we have to understand what it means to be Krishna conscious.
Tada turim suprasti, ką tai reiškia.
It means that my every thought, my every word, my every deed in all times, places and circumstances is for Krishna's pleasure.
O tai reiškia, kad kiekvienas mano veiksmas, kiekvienas mano mintis ir kiekvienas mano žodis visada ir visur yra skirta Krishna's džiaugsmui.
So how do we learn to do that?
Ir kaip išmokti tai daryti?
That is taught by the bona fide spiritual master.
Dvasinis mokytojas to moko.
Just like I became a disciple of Srila Prabhupada.
Aš tapau mokiniu Srilas Prabhupados.
And we learned that by pleasing Srila Prabhupada, we would please Krishna.
Ir mus išmokė, kad patenkindami Srila Prabhupada,
Krishna is very far away for us.
Krishna, nes Krishna yra toli.
We could see him on the altar, but we couldn't see him everywhere.
Mes galime matyti ant altoriaus, bet negalime matyti jo visur.
Because our eyes were covered by lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion and envy.
Nes mūsų akis padengtos geismo, gobšumo, žiedumo ir pavydo.
But we could see Prabhupada.
Prabhupada mes galėjom.
We could ask Prabhupada questions.
Mes galim paklausti Prabhupados klausimų.
We could write Prabhupada letters and get letter answers back from him.
Laišką ir gauti atsakymą.
We could know if I'm pleasing Prabhupada or not.
Galėjom žinoti, ar patenkinam Prabhupada ar ne.
Sometimes I'd write Prabhupada a letter and he'd be very displeased with me, you see.
Kartais parašydavau laišką Prabhupada ir jis pykdavo.
Sometimes I'd write a letter and be very pleased with me. So in this way, by learning how to please the spiritual master,
yes,
we learn how to please Krishna. So the spiritual master, therefore, is considered to be the manifestation of Krishna. So we try to please the spiritual master. When he's pleased, that's mercy.
Kada jis yra patenkintas, tai yra malonė.
When he's displeased, that is also mercy.
Kada jis nepatenkintas, tai irgi malonė.
Because we're learning how to please Krishna by learning how to please the spiritual master.
Nes mes mokomės, kaip patenkinti Krishna, patenkindami dvasinį mokytoją.
So in this way we can enter into the sublime understandings of Krishna consciousness.
Tokiu būdu mes galime patekti į nuostabiausią suvokimą apie Krishna sąmonę.
You cannot understand Krishna beyond your surrender to Krishna.
Jūs Krishna suprasite tik tai tiek, kiek jam atsiduodate.
To realize Krishna, you have to surrender to Krishna.
Kad jį suprast, reikia jam atsiduoti.
If you've surrendered 10% to Krishna, you can realize Krishna 10%.
10% atsiduosit Krishna, 10% jį suprasit.
If you've surrendered to Krishna 50%, you can realize Krishna 50%.
Atsiduosit 50%, suprasit 50%.
So how much do you want to experience Krishna?
O kiek jūs norit suprasti Krishna?
You want part of Krishna or you want all of Krishna?
Ar norite truputį Krishnas ar visą Krishnas?
It's our choice. We have to make that choice.
Tai yra mūsų pasirinkimas.
If I want the full Krishna, then I have to fully surrender to Krishna.
Jeigu noriu viso Krishnas, reikia jam pilnai atsiduoti.
I have to fully surrender to his representative, the spiritual master.
Turiu pilnai atsiduoti jo atstovui, dvasiniui mokytojui.
That's how I will get Krishna.
Tokiu būdu aš gaunu Krishna.
Just like it is said, I am Krishna's and Krishna is mine.
Reikia sakyti taip, aš esu Krishna's, o Krishna yra mano.
So Krishna will only be yours to the extent that you are his.
Krishna bus jūsų tik tai tiek, kiek jūs esate Krishna's.
When you fully give yourself to Krishna, then Krishna fully gives himself to you.
Pilnai atiduodant save Krishnai, tada Krishna pilnai atiduoda save jums.
So how much Krishna do you want?
Tai kiek norit Krishna's.
You see, that's our choice.
Čia mūsų pasirinkimas.
We will get Krishna as much as we give ourselves to Krishna.
Krishna's gausim tiek, kiek save atiduodam.
But Krishna is very kind also.
Krishna labai yra maloningas.
He will give himself 10 times more than you give yourself to him.
Jis duoda 10 kartų daugiau savęs, negu jūs duodate savęs.
He's very merciful, you see. If you take one step towards Krishna, he'll take 10 steps towards you. You take two steps towards Krishna, he'll take 20 steps towards you. So to achieve the kingdom of God is not really difficult. You simply have to be very, very, very enthusiastic. That's all.
That
I must realize God.
Aš noriu suvokti Dievą.
By fully giving myself to God.
Pilnai save atiduodamas jam.
You have that enthusiasm, you have that determination, and you're also patient because it takes time.
Jeigu turėsi šitą entuziazmą, ryštą ir kantrybę, nes tai reikia laiko,
then you will be successful.
Sėkmė bus pas jus.
But you have to be enthusiastic.
Turėt būti entuziastingi.
Not that I come to Bhagavatam class and, oh, this is a good time to take a nap. You have to be very, very enthusiastic. That's what really pleases the spiritual master a lot. If you're fired up, enthusiastic, even the spiritual master really likes to see that. I know, because that's how Prabhupada... I know, because when I first joined, I joined with Vishnujan Swami. He made me a devotee, and he was very enthusiastic to spread the movement. Very enthusiastic to spread the movement. So in my initiation letter, I wrote Prabhupada that I wanted to spread the movement because I'd been associating with him. And Prabhupada was so pleased with that. That I wanted to spread this movement. He wrote me back, he said, I can see that you're a very sincere and enthusiastic boy, very eager to spread this movement. So then he gave me this blessing. He said, so continue enthusiastically as you are doing. And surely Krishna will bless you. Wow, who could ask for something more? So, I've seen a lot of ups and downs in ISKCON since 1971. Sometimes up, sometimes down. But I've always maintained my enthusiasm in all circumstances. I've never let anything take away my enthusiasm. And guess what? Krishna is blessing me for that, you see. What is the proof? I have your association. Each one of you is a blessing for me. Because this morning I have your association. You are Krishna's blessing for me. That I have your association today, you see. Because as Prabhupada's sister Pishima said, she was initiated Bhava Tarini. She was actually a god sister of Prabhupada also. Sister and god sister the same thing. But we called her Pishima because to call her initiated name is too familiar. We called her Pishima, which means aunt in Bengali, Pishima. So we called her Pishima. But she said, Vaishnavas are my life. What will you eat? What will you eat? Her greatest joy in life was to cook for the devotee. She just loved to feed the Vaishnavas. That was her great joy, Bhava Tarini, Pishima. Yeah. Her great joy in life. Yeah. So, in this way, let us learn how to have this mood of serving the Vaishnavas. Because the more you have this mood of serving Vaishnavas, the more Krishna becomes pleased with you. And the more he blesses you with his divine Sangha. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Laikas klausimam.
You were first, yes. Galite
išversti ir papasakoti. Gerai, kad jūs sakėt, kad yra keturi luomenai, ir yra keturi stepnų žingsniai ir dvasingumo kryptį irgi keturi yra. Ką dabar jūs šitą pasakyti?
In the purport is said that there is four varnas and four ashramas. Maybe you can explain what does it mean?
Yes. The four varnas means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. And ashrams means Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sanyas.
Lomai reiškia Brahmanai, Vaishyas, Shudras ir Kshatriyai. O ashramai reiškia Brahmacharis, Grihastha, Vanaprastha ir Sanyasis.
The varnas are occupational.
Varnas yra mūsų okupacija, mūsų profesija.
Some people are employed as workers.
Kažkas dirba kaip darbininkas paprastas.
Some people are employed as farmers.
Kažkas kaip ūkininkas.
Or businessmen.
Arba verslininkas.
Some people are employed as political leaders.
Kažkas yra politinis lyderis.
And some people are employed as brahmanas, teachers of bhakti.
Kažkas yra brahmanas, mokytojas.
We're training you how to be a brahmana.
Mes mokiname tave, kaip būti brahmana.
A spiritual teacher.
Dvasiniu mokytoju.
And then the ashrams, there's the brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas.
Ir taip pat yra ashramai.
One practices brahmachari life from the age in the Vedic culture. From the age of 5 years old, they go to the Gurukula, the ashram of Guru. For 20 years, they live as a brahmachari in the Guru's ashram.
Vedinėje kultūroje nuo 5 metų berniukas eidavo mokintis pas mokytoją į Gurukulą ir 20 metų mokindavosi.
These are the boys. And then at the age of 25, if they like to become married men, they will leave with the blessings of Guru, they will leave the ashram and become a householder. And then they spend 25 years as a householder and then raising family, taking care of the kids growing up. And then when the kids are grown up and take care of themselves, then they become retired. The husband and wife remain together and they travel to holy places.
Ir tada nuo 50 metų jie bus su žmona atsižadėdavo ir keliaudavo po šventas vietas.
And then after the vanaprastha, then the husband sends the wife back to the sons and he becomes a sannyasi.
Ir tada vyras palikdavo žmoną rūpintis sūnums, o pas priimdavo sannyasą nuo 75 metų.
That is the system of four varnas and four ashram.
Tai yra keturių varnų ir ašramų sistema.
Next, yes.
Kaip suvaldyti protą, kai kartoji japą?
How to control the mind while chanting japa?
The way you control your mind in chanting japa is to fix your mind on the name.
Sukoncentruot savo protą į šventą vardą.
It's like if you're watching a movie, you fix your mind on the screen and on the sound.
Lygiai taip pat, kaip, pavyzdžiui, filmą žiūri, tu susikoncentruoji į televizorių ir garsą.
Or if you're listening to music, for example, you listen to... But there's some song you really like, you listen to that song, you absorb yourself in the song.
Pavyzdžiui, kažkokia daina, kuri tau patinka, tu pilnai pasineri.
So, in the same way you absorb yourself in a song by, oh, I really like that song, it's so great, you know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Lygiai kaip tu kažkokia daina pasineri.
So in the same way you absorb yourself in a song, and just really absorb yourself in that sound. Yeah. You absorb yourself in Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Just go deep, deep, deep. That sound is like the mantra is creating an ocean of bliss.
Mantra sukuria nektaro vandenyną.
And you dive deep, deep, deep. Deep into that ocean.
Reikia giliai, giliai pasinerti tą vandenyną.
And you go to the bottom of the ocean, there you'll see Krishna and all his lilas are going on. You
know?
So we're not there yet. We got a long way to go. We're on the surface, you're still being bounced around by the mud, you see.
Ant paviršiaus tave vis dar bangos gunų veikia.
The waves are there, you see. Sattvagun, Rajagun, Tamagun, bounced around. Their mind's going this way, that way, this way. But you just keep chanting and chanting and chanting, and gradually become more and more absorbed in the name. You go deeper into that ocean, you see. Sometimes on the surface of the ocean, there's a big hurricane going on. Sometimes our mind is like a hurricane. But you just go deeper, you just keep going, just keep chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And gradually, as you go deeper, the influence of the modes will go away, you see. And you go deep, 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 and you'll actually, when you go deep enough, you actually become fully awakened. You realize who you are in Krishna's pastime. Everything is there in the name. Prabhupada told me in one letter, he said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. The name is actually a spaceship or an airplane that will take you to meet Krishna directly. You just have to go deep, deep, deep. It takes many, many years, even decades, even lifetimes it may take. But how do you begin a 1,000-mile journey? The first step. You're one step. Every time you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, you're one step closer to meeting Krishna directly. So we just keep chanting and chanting and chanting and chanting. And this chanting is actually enchanting. The more you chant, the more you become enchanted. And by becoming enchanted with the name of Krishna, you're no longer enchanted by Maya. Instead of seeing a girl as a sex object, you'll see her as a mother, for example. So in this way, the chanting is very powerful. It can free you from all material desires. It will turn on the spiritual desires in your heart. That I simply want to serve my Guru and I want to serve Krishna for all of eternity. I have no other desire. Next.
How to keep such enthusiasm every day as you have?
How to do what?
How to keep enthusiasm as you have?
Well, Prabhupada ordered me to be enthusiastic. And it really worked, you know. So, somebody has to order you to be enthusiastic. Who's your spiritual master? Is you're initiated?
No.
Not yet? Well, you just have to find a spiritual master who will order you to be enthusiastic. That's how I did it. I got ordered to be enthusiastic. You find a guru who will give the order, now you must always be enthusiastic. That's my order to you. You find a guru who will order you to be enthusiastic and you become his disciple. It worked for me. So we have many gurus. I'm sure they'll all be happy to order you to be enthusiastic. But that's how I did it. It was my dedication to my Guru Maharaj. It was my dedication to Prabhupada. That's the secret of my enthusiasm. So if you will also dedicate yourself to Prabhupada and Prabhupada's servants, you will also become enthusiastic always. Next. Only the men are asking questions. What's wrong with the ladies? They're all sleeping. Okay, good, good.
Aš jaučiuosi labai paveikta to bendravimo su žmonėmis, pavyzdžiui, kai išėjau vaizdinti knygų, arba šiaip net, jeigu žmonės ateina iš antiklą, po to jaučiuosi labai paveikta to. Tai Aš galvoju, kaip čia suprasti ir kaip čia išspręsta.
Man čia gali garsiai paklausti.
I wanted to ask a question, I don't want to ask in English also, about preaching. I wanted to ask, but then I thought maybe it's not, like, it's only for my personal question, so. When I'm distributing books, or, I don't know, when people come even to the temple and I'm communicating with regular people, so afterwards I feel very affected by this communication with them, like the after book distribution I feel completely, how to say, disbalanced emotionally. So I was thinking how to understand this and how to solve this, that I'm so affected by this preaching.
She feels contaminated by it when she preaches to the Kurmis.
Well, contaminated, yeah.
Well, it's, just consider a doctor, medical doctor, is it? He deals with sick people all day long. He's like, I have a doctor in Austin, Dr.
Punjabi.
But I've never seen him get sick. You see? He's always healthy. But he's dealing with sick people every day. All day long, from morning, you know, from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, one sick person after another sick person after another sick person. But he never gets sick. So how is it he never gets sick?
Kaip čia taip yra?
Because the doctor, they have a very good hygiene, you see.
Nes daktaras turi labai gerą.
So if you're feeling contaminated, that means your hygiene is not very good.
Jeigu sutirši, reiškiasi higiena prasta.
So that morning program, that is your hygiene, you see.
Rytinė programa yra tavo higiena.
You have to go deeper into your japa.
Turi eiti giliau į savo japa.
Deeper into the Mangal Arati, the Tulsi
Puja.
Whatever service you do at the temple, you must go deep, deep, deep into that service. That will have a hygienic effect upon you. It's like the spiritual master. When he accepts the disciple, he gets their karma goes through him. So that can make him be, that can affect, can be very difficult sometimes with the spiritual master taking the disciple. So it's the same principle as a preacher or a spiritual master. You have to have very good hygiene. Very good sadhana. You have to read carefully the books. I remember years ago I was in our Dallas temple. We had some of the big superstar book distributors of ISKCON were all in our temple. And they're going to the Dallas-Fort Worth airport to distribute books all day long. And it was very heavy material energy you had to deal with. Very, very heavy in the airport. Oh, very heavy. American airports, heavy, heavy, heavy karma. But I would see how when they came back, they wouldn't just take Vishadam and go to sleep. They would engage in reading and discussing from Prabhupada's books. I could see how they became powerful preachers because they were really, they weren't distributing books only, they were taking shelter of these books also. They would read and discuss with great intensity what Prabhupada's writing is. So if you will study these books very intensively and discuss with the devotees what you're reading in Prabhupada's books, you'll become a very, very powerful preacher. Then you can go out and flood the whole city of Kaunas with Prabhupada's books without being polluted. You see. You have to improve your own hygiene. That's the point. Your hygiene is not strong enough. Because actually, if you're in the proper mood, you'll become purified by going out to preach. You see? Instead of feeling contaminated, you'll feel how you're becoming more and more purified the more you try to give Krishna. Because the reality is this. The more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. So you have very good personal spiritual hygiene. And be very, very keen to give Krishna to the world. That's Lord Chaitanya's order. Jare deka tahe kaha Krishna upadashamara gaya guru hoyutare desh. Whomever you meet, instruct him in the teachings of Krishna, and this way, on my order, you become guru. Deliver the people this
way.
You have to take that order of Lord Chaitanya as your life and soul.
I must
give Krishna to the people of this world. This is Lord Chaitanya's order. If you keep that burning in your heart, you will never feel polluted anymore by preaching. You'll feel more and more purified the more you preach. Next. We have time maybe for one more question. Yes.
This material world is prison, and when we are here, we have no freedom because we are under control of Maya. But when we surrender fully to Krishna, then we get our freedom. But one may think, how is that freedom if we are under control?
Yeah, if you're under Maya's control, you're not free.
Can I explain?
Yeah.
Šitame materialiam pasaulyje mes neturim laisvės, mes esam kaip kalėjime, nes mūsų laiką kontroliuoja Maja. Bet kada mes atsiduodam Krishnai, tada mes būnam laisvi. Bet mes galim pagalvoti, kaip ta laisvė, jeigu mus vis tiek kontroliuoja. Kaip suprasti tą laisvę?
Actually, as long as you are under the influence of the material nature, you're a complete slave.
Kol tave įtakoja materialių gamta, tu esi visiškas vergas.
But you can be a liberated soul in the prison also. It's like many years ago when I had a preaching center in Norman,
Oklahoma.
I would go every Saturday to a U.S. government federal prison. I used to go to prison every week. But I didn't go as a prisoner. I went as a preacher. I was there in the prison with the prisoners. But I was a liberated soul. Even though I was in the prison, I wasn't a prisoner. You see. So as soon as you take up the preaching mission of Lord Chaitanya, embrace it as your very life and soul, and my duty is to make a spiritual revolution on this planet. Then you're a liberated soul. Even though you're in the prison, you're not in the prison. You're liberated. So you just have to embrace Lord Chaitanya's order to spread Krishna consciousness. That's
right.
But my duty in life is to be, I have two duties, become a pure devotee and make the world Krishna conscious. If you embrace those two orders as your life and soul, Bahir Nisinga, Hridaye Nisinga, it's the same thing. Nisinga within, Nisinga without. Krishna, spiritual revolution here and spiritual revolution here. If you will embrace the internal and external spiritual revolutions, you're no longer a prisoner, sir. You're liberated soul. And you can liberate the people of this world. Yeah.
So someone may ask, how are you liberated if you you are under control of Krishna's spiritual energy? One may ask, how is that liberation?
Yes. Devotee becomes controlled by Krishna, that's a fact. So the materialist may say, you just move from one prison to another. You're still a prisoner, you're controlled by Krishna. But they don't realize the inner workings of the spiritual nature. Because when you agree to completely, you completely agree to be controlled by Krishna, Krishna agrees to become controlled by you. It's like Mother Yashoda. She can just raise her whipping stick and Krishna goes running. Yes.
We can see the material example also. When you are in prison, you are under the stringent law. But when you are free citizen, you are still under the government, but you are free.
Galim materialų pavyzdį matyti, kai esi kalėjime, tai esi labai apribotas, O kada esi laisvė, tai tave irgi kontroliuoja valstybė, bet esi laisvas.
Prabhupada said that, let's see, how did he say that? Yeah, Krishna is ajita, or unconquerable.
Prabhupada sako, Krishna yra nenugalimas.
But he becomes jita, or conquered by his devotees' love.
Bet savo atsidavusių dėka jis tampa nugalimas.
So when you become sold out to Krishna,
kaip tu parsiduodi Krishnai,
you conquer Krishna.
Tu nugali Krishna.
The supreme controller becomes conquered by you.
Aukščiausias kontroliuotojas tampa nugalėtas tavęs.
That is real freedom.
Tai yra laisvė.
All right, we'll squeeze in one last question, that's it.
Maybe you can explain what does it mean to
apply
the books.
What?
To apply the books.
Knowledge.
Apply the books. You follow whatever it says, whatever Prabhupada says, you do it. That's all.
Tą reikia daryti.
You have to be a living embodiment of Prabhupada's books.
Turi būti gyvas įsikūnijimas Prabhupada's knygų.
That's what it means.
Tą reiškia.
When they meet you, they're getting Prabhupada's mercy coming through you.
Kad kai žmonės tave sutinka, jie gautų Prabhupada's malonę, kuri per tave teka.
Because you fully align yourself with Prabhupada's books.
Nes jeigu tu pilnai būsi susiharmonizavęs su Prabhupada's knygomis.
You understand?
Supranti.
But I heard that there's problems when devotees go to Bhakti Shastra, finish Bhakti Shastra, and it is on theoretical level, and they not apply this life. So what does it mean to apply such so many knowledge? And
Prabhupada wrote me a letter about that.
Prabhupada man rašė.
He said, what is good is so much knowledge without following it?
Kokia prasmė žinių, jeigu jomis nesiekia?
If you don't actually follow the knowledge, you will lose the knowledge after.
Jeigu tu nesiekia to žiniomis, kurių turi, tai tu jas prarandi.
You can only own this knowledge by following it. If you just say, well, I know, but I don't follow it, you'll forget it.
Jeigu tu žinai, bet nesiekia, tu pamirši.
You may be very expert in Vedic knowledge, but if you don't apply that knowledge, you forget that Vedic knowledge also.
Gali būti ekspertas vedinių žinovą, bet jeigu jo nesieksi, tu jį pamirši.
The only true master of this knowledge is that person who is perfectly applying it.
Tikras žinovas šitų žinių yra tas, kuris pritaiko šias žinias.
Prabhupada says, what is so much, the good of so much knowledge without prayer? He wrote me, he chastised me. One time I got, Prabhupada wasn't very happy with me. Because we were so busy, there was no time to read. Our party, I was with Vishnujan Swami this, we had a traveling rock opera actually. And we rehearse all morning, then go out on Harinam the whole afternoon, then come back and go to sleep. There was no time to read. At least I didn't think there was any time to read. So I complained to Prabhupada there wasn't enough time to read. Boy, did he chastise me. He said, what is the good of so much knowledge without practice? He said, there's much time in the day for reading. But you must go for Sankirtan party. Prabhupada put me in my place. So he told me, what good is all this knowledge if you don't practice it? He said, that's a very good point. You have to apply the knowledge. Otherwise you don't really have it. It's just you think you have it, but you don't really have it. Okay, we'll stop here. And we thank you all very, very much for tuning in today to the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now you all apply this knowledge, make your lives perfect, and make the whole world Krishna conscious as soon as possible. Thank you very much. Achyula Bhai.